We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
You already know what time it is. Heat win. Heat win. Beat the shit out of the fucking Trailblazers. Beat the Trailblazers. Beat the refs. Beat Chauncey Billups. Rip Hamilton. Rasheed Wallace. Clyde. Greg Oden, fucking the motherfucker with bad knees. What's his name? Brandon Roy. All the motherfuckers. They went back in the day and beat the shit out of Cliff Robinson, for goddamn sake. Don't fuck that shit. Brass, play that fucking video. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. He's hit. Hey, yo! Let's fucking go! Take me out, Brass! That was a motherfucking win. That was a motherfucking win.
Let's go!
I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. If you're watching live on Twitch, thank you. We love you. Get in the chat. Make fun of Kenny. Make fun of Frankie. Don't make fun of Tiff because you're going to get your feelings hurt. We love you. Throw us subs and bits and all that other shit you do. Put them Deadman things up because Deadman owned the first half of the fourth quarter. And if you're watching the replay on YouTube, we love you as well. Hit up that like, hit that subscription. But we're just telling you, it's so much more fun to watch on twitch.tv/Miami Heat Beat after every game because the chat be lit. The chat is going crazy right now. We're having a fucking great time. I'm drinking on a motherfucking Wednesday. Let's find out what everybody else is drinking, Brass. Lego. I'm going to start because this shit right here, let me tell y'all something. It's a shit called Frankly Organic Vodka. And they put fucking, they fermented in grapefruit and cinnamon sticks. So I feel like I'm doing something healthy and good for myself. Probably not.
Sure.
It's 60 proof. My wife pointed out to me that I'm not mixing with anything. And I'm like, I only had 2 glasses. Why are you drunk? Because I'm just drinking straight vodka with a little, with grapefruit flavor. It's not, you know, it's not even like grapefruit, like high fructose corn syrup. It's just like they fermented the shit in grapefruit, took it out. They wanted motherfuckers like me to put some seltzer or something with it. I'm just drinking it straight. Shit is delicious. It's frankly organic. It fucking sponsor me.
Frankly, and it'll get you fucked up.
Yes. So. Somebody need to sponsor my ass with this shit. My player of the game. Go to me last because you guys always forget somebody. And
you're the host. You go to yourself, man.
No. I'll go to myself last. Frankly organic vodka. That shit is fucking.
Now that's a plug.
Frankly forgot how to host.
Go, Moose. Oh, my bad. Moose.
Yeah. Thank you.
And your player of the game.
Okay, yes, hold up. That's a lot. How we doing, everybody? First of all, you already know I'm hitting you with the monkey shoulder. We're making some good leeway, some good damage on this. I've been drinking a lot already. I'm coming in hot. My player of the game. I'm going to tell you exactly who it was. And we kind of shouted him out right there in that video. Mr. Bam Adebayo. I think we're going to look back at this being arguably the most important game of the season, specifically for him, and maybe the most important win of the season at the end of this. Bam Adebayo, player of the game, and I'm gonna hitch him one time with a drip drop.
Don't mind if a motherfucking do, Moose. It's organic, so it's healthy, is what they told me.
It's what they told me. That means
Tiff, they said no high fructose corn syrup because the guy at the liquor store was sampling it. And it was like the first time I've ever been a sucker for somebody sampling some shit. I'm like, I'm gonna buy that shit. But anyway, do another show on that. Me and Brass. Tiff, what are you drinking?
Yes.
And who is your player of the game?
All right. So I got this concoction that I made up. I call it Sunset. Why? Because when this cup is empty, a bitch is gonna be sleep.
Let's go.
Drip drop.
My bad. And, I'm gonna go with the best backup point guard in the league.
Oh.
Gabriel Vincent.
Oh, I love it.
Marquee player.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
I am drinking a drink called a Palmetto, which is Cruzan single barrel rum, sweet vermouth, and orange bitters. And my player of the game, I'm going to go, I mean, there were some awesome players tonight. I'm going to go with Mr. Dedmon because that dude was fucking shit up in the fourth quarter at a time where we desperately, desperately needed it. He is calm and collected and just
better than your, I'm sorry.
Listen, this is you look at him and you look at him in that fourth quarter and like, this is a high IQ dude. Who every move he makes is intentional.
Every breath he takes.
You know what, Brass? Someone asked if you have a drink book. You need to come out with a recipe.
Oh, yes.
I follow.
It's in the works.
I know lots of recipes, but other people make them. I don't actually come up with all of these ideas. Every now and then I'll do it.
You just compile them and put different names on them.
There you go.
The wild thing is that you have all the ingredients. I only have what I want to drink tonight.
I can't fit more bottles in my bar. Like, it's overflowing.
But that's what I'm saying. You were able to amass bottles. I have what I'm like Kenny. I drink what I have till I run out. Then I go get some new shit. You're like, whoa, I have bitters. And
just to further go with that, shout out to Brass because what's in this cup?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Came from Brass.
Monkey shoulder?
Legend, yeah.
Brass is just supplying everybody.
Well, let's stick with the monkey shoulder.
Brass is your pusher, man. Frankie, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
Tiff told me about
that. I'm like Alf and Kenny. I drink what I got. I had a little bit of vodka left. We made a screwdriver. We're drinking healthy, right? We're doing healthy.
Healthy orange juice, vodka.
I like it.
Yeah.
Made from potatoes sometimes.
Exactly.
Potatoes are healthy.
Exactly. It's like a fruit and veggies. What are we doing?
I'm telling you, all the food groups right there. And what are you? Who is your player of the game?
I'm going to go with Mr. Jimmy Butler himself, Caleb Martin, a Dominicano. He's got some Dominican in him.
Wait. Did you call Caleb Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy. He did his best impression of
Jimmy. Shout out to Al Pato.
Little Dominican flavor. That guy went to HML. He doesn't know it. He went to HML. Highly
high.
That guy's a tea bread, bro. That guy says dale. He scores. He goes, N1, dame ref, dame uno. Caleb Martin held strong until Bam closed the game. Caleb Martin, Jimmy Butler today.
You got a really good point, because I swear to God, Caleb Martin cut my hair one time. And he gave me this weird fucking lineup in my fucking beard that Dominicans do. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
Did he put a slice in your eyebrow?
Yeah, he did all that shit. Fucking parts in my hair and shit. Had me looking like a reggaeton artist. Kenny!
Yep.
What are you drinking? You still got that old rusty-ass rum left?
Yeah, unfortunately, after being referenced twice for how cheap I am, I am drinking the same shit I've been drinking for 2 weeks. Coke and rum, once again, but I'm out of Coke, so I might switch up. But I still got like half a rum bottle left, so that's going to be here for a while. My player of the game could be anybody, and I should stop drinking because I do feel like I fucking snorted a Scarface-type mountain of fucking culture. Yeah. But
yes.
My player of the game, I didn't want to repeat, but I am going to go Caleb Martin. Shout out to the souped-up 98 Honda Civics right here in Hialeah. Babcock Park, all this other shit. Listen, the Heat have multiple hearts and souls. Caleb Martin lately is the absolute heart and soul. Just beating the shit out of starters, bench players. Who gives a fuck? You do not want him guarding you. As you can tell, I'm very hyped up off this game, no matter how much my speech is slurring and shit. Listen, Caleb Martin for most improved, Caleb Martin for NBA top 75 of all time. Fuck Dwight Howard. Take me out, Braz.
My player of the game, I'm going to go with Max Strus because nobody else pointed him out.
He was my first choice. I thought Tip was going with him, so I just
Max was excellent.
I waited for somebody else,
and honestly, it was the fact that, and I'm putting Max in there because he was part of that closing group that was putting these motherfuckers in hell. Mm-hmm. The Blazers were in prison for the last 6 minutes of that fucking
Mr. Fourth Quarter closing.
I mean,
group.
Closing group. But I'm telling you, you got PJ, Bam, yeah. Gabe, Caleb out there.
All
you could
Max
put me
do
out
this.
That motherfucker. We was they would have scored 16 instead of 12. Listen,
Strus was a plus 22
to
tonight.
All he has to do is not fuck up.
Yes, in that group, you just got to be principled
and stay ready for the open shot because the ball's going to be coming around.
That's did he not hit the dagger?
Oh yes,
he hit the dagger three that put this shit to bed. Because, you know, 7-point lead in today's NBA with 2 minutes left is nothing. Strus hit that dagger. It was a wrap. Everybody knew it. The weird dude with the afro on the Blazers. There's another light-skinned afro dude again.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob looking all crazy. You need a better skincare routine. His ass was all deflated.
I just want to point out, because there's a minute 34 left in the Bulls-Cavs game. The Bulls, it looks like they're going to pull it out. So let's just enjoy this moment when we are the one motherfucking seed.
Woo! Number one!
The one seed in the Eastern Conference.
I'm for the one seed with a drip drop.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mind if I do?
Also, let me call out some subs here. Vainhype gifted a 1 month tier one sub to Anthony Simons because of course he did. Post up 75 Gaga gave out 10 community gift subs.
Let's go.
And Smoking a Bowl Bowl gave out 1 community gift sub. Thank
to
you.
Moose.
I love that. Thank you. Yes.
There was a gentleman that
cheers for all you.
One time with a dream.
The one seed. I love that. That's classic.
That was a good. Thank you.
There was a gentleman in the chat asking about how to subscribe to Prime. Can someone hit that Prime prompt in the chat? I forget what it is. Is it Prime? I'm gonna do it right now. Wow, just slow down the show.
Yeah.
So while we do that, we gotta get. Yeah, I got job, it. Okay. So
I'm doing. I know. Listen.
Mid-season.
We talked about the defense closing, and y'all are welcome. Max Strus lately, I don't know what's gotten into him on that end. He's typically not a great defender, but these past few games, I don't know if he's been in the film room. He's just always in the right spots. He's getting steals.
Yep.
You got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah. It's he's called in the film getting room. Better.
He's in
he's
that
in
film,
the film room.
Room
because
he's in that
realistically,
film room.
He can only physically do what he can physically do.
Yeah.
But if you get smarter.
Because he has all the physical gifts.
Exactly.
So he is athletic.
PSA.
Unlike Duncan, who has Duncan has the IQ defensively, and he's always in the right spot. If Strus can pick up some of those defensive principles, and it looks like, to Kenny's point, he's doing it. Like, he's in the right place, right time, where there were so many times I used to get so frustrated watching him. Like, what are you doing? Where are you at, bro? What are you doing? you worried about the Winter Soldier sequel? Like, what is really going on, White Wolf? Let's go. But, like, lately, it's just like, I think he's finally realizing you don't have to do too much.
Right, right.
Like, these other motherfuckers got it. You just need to not fuck up, and he's finally doing it. Go ahead, Moose.
I was going to say, just stick to your assignment and just stay ready. That's it. Stay active. Stick to your assignment.
But speaking of fuck-ups, apparently, this is going to be fun because I have not seen this. Because Bally Sports and Xfinity don't fucking get along. I was out doing fucking grown man shit. I come back, figure I could watch the first half of the game, get caught up by the time Hangover Time comes on. I come back, this shit glitchy as fuck. It's looking like a Nintendo game, and I got a blow in it, phrasing. apparently, Jimmy Butler got ejected in the first half, and it was to the chagrin of most Heat fans. So, Brass, if you have that, I would like to see this for the first time. I like the music.
That's for the refs.
So the cop got intimidated. Oh, what? Whoa. Go back.
They'll replay here. Yeah.
That ain't even the motherfucker he was yelling at.
Nope. I'm upset. Like, I wanted Spo to complain so much. I wanted Spo to get tossed too, because that is one of the most egregious bullshit.
Look at this
second text. Here it comes.
Oh, he is. Oh my. Okay. So let's see. So Jimmy gets fouled.
No problem. Should have done that. That is a tech right there.
That's a technical. Look how scared that sumbitch was.
He walked away
with his shitty ass fade. He didn't go to the Dominicans and fucking Hialeah. He sure did not.
Probably pissed off because Caleb Martin gave him a quick touch-up right before the game.
Fucking outrageous.
So he got the second tech walking away?
Here, let's see. Yeah. Here, yes. Let's watch the original thing. Yeah. Went up in the face and walked
That's
away.
A tech. That makes sense.
Walked away.
Look at Billy Badass fucking bodyguard over fucking... here. Fuck you, you old bald head fucking... Oh my god, what is this
Suspend
nigga's problem?
Them. Suspend them.
Look at him. I get that shit. Yeah, I'm big and bad. Fuck me.
That's the evil dude from Diary of a Mad Black Woman getting his revenge.
that is it. Shamar Moore gonna go steal his fucking lady. Gabe Vincent gonna
steal. You see how Gabe came out though after the game.
Yeah. Gabe say I got a movie to make.
He mad Jimmy got hair. Look at this. First of all, look at this. The first cop scared, of course. So he walk away. And then Billy Badass cop come in and give him a second fucking technical. Like, he wasn't even talking to you, bro. He got shit to do with you. Oh, my goodness. Fucking Samuel Jackson from fucking Django over there.
It's like a cop pulling you over for a busted taillight. And then, like, just as soon as he hands you the ticket, he says, you know what? Get in the fucking back of the car. You're under arrest.
The second guy didn't do anything.
Yeah.
After he hit Alf upside the head.
I'm sorry, man. Like,
he's got a weapon.
Jimmy had a cell phone that looked like a gun. What's the guy's name from Django, Samuel Jackson's character?
I just call him Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson Django running up in there, fucking taking it upon himself to lay down the law. Nobody fucking came here to watch you.
Hey, listen, this is a black show. You know black people don't ever call people their character's name. If we know the actor, it's the actor every time.
Samuel L. from Django. I don't know. They all Django.
I just Googled it. It's Steven, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's old
Steven. Nah, it's never that exactly.
I don't remember that.
No slave that was named Stephen. What? Not one right? slave named Stephen.
That's a little too much of a slave name. You got to give him some leeway.
Mm-mm. That's going to work with a briefcase name.
I bet that ref's name is Toby Fields. That ref's name is Toby.
Shout out to Brass for producing the blackest show on the internet, too.
Man, I can't believe the fact that the ref that got yelled at and got sunned is not the one that called the second tech. Like, my man was hurt for his mans. What I eat don't make you shit. What is wrong with you, bro? Like, you mad for your mans. Oh, he ain't gonna disrespect my homeboy like that. Shut the fuck up.
I think that is a situation. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I think for the other ref, that was a situation of that's a rookie ref over there. He doesn't understand that if it was me, I would have just thrown him out for that.
No, first of all,
took it upon himself to do that, thinking that he was teaching the rookie ref what to do.
Oh, you know what? A lot of motherfuckers didn't pay fucking tickets to watch motherfuckers teach each other how to ref. Like, listen, and that is, no, listen, no, fuck that shit, Moose. You justify some old corny-ass bullshit. Like, nobody came to watch these motherfuckers rap. I guarantee you, not a motherfucker was like, oh, I can't wait to see this go-ahead, milk-dud-looking motherfucker. Like, oh, I heard he's the baddest ref in the fucking league. Oh, that's a rookie ref. It's his first season. I can't wait to see him call technicals. Nobody came to watch these motherfuckers. So this guy, in the middle of a game, trying to teach another motherfucker how to ref? Fuck him. Do that shit on your own time, goddammit. Nobody came out here to see you. First of all, you missed an obvious foul call. You did your job poorly. Somebody called you out for doing it poorly. You reprimanded them, fine. And here come old Captain Save-A-Ho, milk-dud-head-ass ref. Technical. Fuck that stupid-ass ref. Fuck him. Fuck all teaching the young rookie ref. First of all, why are we talking about rookie refs? Rookie ref. They ain't ball players. They're not attractions. Nobody gives a fuck about them. Rookie ref. That it could have been his 15th year in the league. I still would have recognized that fucking shit paid having motherfucker. He looked like a goddamn cop. He looks ex-military. He's probably fucking racist. Would have never did that shit to fucking Duncan Robinson. Take me out, Brad.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so
let me just throw this little shade in there. He wouldn't have done that to Duncan.
No.
I was saying later,
that same ref, Max Strus, went up to him. And I was like, oh, I want to see him say the same shit.
He won't. And you know why? Because Max Strus is not intimidating. And this is the reason why we get shot when we get pulled over. But that's an LSO fucking podcast.
What's that Dave Chappelle bit where he goes about the white guy that gets high? He's like, excuse me, I'm a little high. I'm trying to figure out where's Elm Street. Hey, you're on Elm Street.
Bitch ass white boy.
Hey, but listen, he wasn't teaching him how to ref. Like, it's tax season. He's getting his help that way. I see he's trying to get his little revenge. And the white ref's barber don't have thumbs. So you got to give him a little sympathy. So just, you know what I mean. I'll let it go. It's fine.
That was a very militaristic haircut. Yeah.
We won. It wasn't feel like we were going to win after Jimmy went out, though.
Right? I thought we were going to win once Jimmy went out.
I don't know.
That ref is Bernie Mac.
It started slipping away, but
we haven't even talked about that, Brass. They did this shit tonight without Kyle and Tyler, and with Jimmy getting ejected after the first half.
And yeah, and Bam had only been back for one game prior to this.
For one game. But because Moose. I'm sorry, go ahead, Tiff.
Look who we still got.
Because we're deep as fuck.
All the guys that have been carrying your ass for 6 weeks, they still there. They're like, oh, we know how to do this shit.
It's Caleb time. It's Caleb time. It literally, Caleb looked like he turned around and said, it's my time.
Well, he knew tonight was the last night for All-Star voting. So he's like, let me make my pitch. But in all honesty, like the person I really want to talk about tonight, and I brought him up at the very beginning, Bam Adebayo. Look, with 7 minutes left in the game, this was tied, okay? And then we ended up winning by 12 points. What happened in that seven-minute mark? Bam Adebayo came in. And the reason why I think this might end up being the most important game for him, he dominated on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
The way that we want him to. We're not asking him to play anything above his level. But what is his level? To play big, play strong, play like a fucking bully. And that's exactly what he did. He was the difference maker. He was the reason in that seven-minute stretch, we ended up winning by 12 points because he put us on his back. And that's something that's going to fucking be huge going into this playoff stretch.
And the players on this team have a knack for playing through adversity. If they are playing, if they start the game and it's not happening, they will buckle down. Fucking Shmeeth and all. I'm always like in the middle of like a point and he always throws me off it. Shmeeth says, Caleb Martin looks like the guy working in the T-Mobile kiosk at your local mall. Agreed.
Westland Mall with the tight ass shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
because he finishes Bam, there, he goes to Foot Locker.
Because Bam came out in this game and he didn't look, I mean, this team looked shaky. From the very jump of this game. Offensively, it looked like bad. But these players play through it. They play through it. And these guys aren't afraid. And Frankie, I love it.
I feel like Caleb got them through three quarters. And then at the beginning of that and we're going to have some of those highlights. The beginning of that fourth quarter, Dwayne Dedman was like, nah, son, I got you. Because fucking Chauncey Billups is like, let's go small. Oh, Dwayne Dedman said you can go small? Oh, Gabe Dedman, pick and roll, layup. Gabe Dedman, pick and roll, layup. Fucking Dedman diving on the goddamn floor.
What was that? Gabe from the ass?
It was beautiful. Like, Dedman controlled the first, and then Bam Dedman's came like, in with 7 minutes Miata? Left, like this? Moose said.
Huh? Dedman is like, what the fuck is this, a Miata?
Like, the fucking Ford Escort?
I'm scared of that shit.
Devin said,
what's a Watford?
They're like, put it on the lift. Devin said, lift.
I got the whole entire team.
I haven't seen an engine.
Hydraulics right here, man.
I got 10 in my shoulder.
Yeah, the nerve to be in the fucking Yaris into the
Shock garage.
They brought a Yaris. But Frankie, I mean, that tandem of Bam and Dedman.
It was beautiful.
They didn't know what to do. They wanted to go small. They were like, no, you can't.
And shout out to Gabe. Like you talked about Gabe and Dedman as a tandem as well in the pick and roll. They were throwing double teams, hedging hard on Gabe. He's finding a little crease, getting it to Dedman, getting it to the shooters, and then making the extra pass. Gabe, having to start, he didn't have a great night shooting the ball tonight, but he had 7 assists, 2 turnovers, and he led the offense largely without Jimmy for most of the game. He did a great job getting them into their sets. Now, you'd like him to hit some of those open shots, but you cannot complain about him when he fucking defended his ass off. 3 steals, was switching on to bigger guys, letting Caleb harass the guards and PJ harass the guards, and he was doing his job. He was playing undersized. He did a great job. And then Dedman, like you said, finishing in traffic, getting offensive rebounds, giving them a spark, holding them steady until Bam came in and shut the shit down. Bam, like, we need to talk about Bam's stat line. 20 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, 5 steals, 3 blocks.
That's
like,
insane.
That's
dominating.
Great game.
2 fouls the whole game.
Dominate your minutes. Play big. Play strong. Play the fucking way that you
And what did he won. Score, 12? 10 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, he scored half his points in the fourth quarter because apparently before Kenny, if he only scored his points in the first half, it didn't count.
Yeah.
So now he just –
It would have been nice if he scored in the first half, right?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Hey, oh, yeah, bro. Come on.
Hey, listen. Bam Adebayo, I've said this before, he's probably the most unfairly criticized player on the team because there's this idea that a guy who was never even the second best player on his team until he got to the NBA. He played AAU with Dennis Smith Jr. and Harry Giles. He went to college. He played with Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. He got to the Heat. He wasn't getting minutes at all. And there's this idea that all of a sudden he's going to come out and average like 28 a game. Listen, he's arguably the best defender in the NBA. This 18 a game, I love it. I don't give a fuck when he gets it. And tonight he got it exactly when he needed to. Just like these other games where he tried to step it up and get it when he needed to and it just didn't work out. Listen, if you're still talking about Bam soft, Bam's passive, eat shit and go to hell and watch the basketball. Take me out, Brass.
You know, I don't know why this comment is so funny to me. Caleb looks like a Black Eyed Peas video. Yo, I've been laughing the whole time. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
He's so.
I got a feeling.
Let's get it started.
Speaking of Caleb, let's go to the guy of the game. Someone said Kenny's glasses can see the ref's hairline.
They can. Okay. It's not a pretty sight.
One of the many plays
that you didn't watch live on.
I didn't see that.
Oh, just nice. Just keep your eyes on Caleb, man. Or, yeah.
Mira, vaga!
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Look at who is that? Wait, I gotta say, who is that? Is that like, wait, who's this? Is that Robin Lopez in the multiverse?
Yo, that's very
Sideshow Bob.
Let me tell you something.
That was Sideshow Bob.
That's the Fox universe.
Yo, Nurkic got his hand on that ball and he still dunked it.
Yeah, look at
but
this.
But Caleb,
look at
Caleb's his fucking yell there. He's like we strong. Get that every fucking game now because he fucks.
It's the ears, man. That guy is so Dominican.
Watch that again.
Look at his face. Hey, nah, but Frankie.
I can't unsee it. Nah,
but Frankie. Caleb was doing that shit at Babcock on the double rims.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo, look at
and then he was getting into a fight after, right after.
That Sideshow Bob dude, he looks like a fan who got thrown on the court and has no idea where he's at right now.
He's stoned. Like, he looks
like he took bad drugs from a hooker on South Beach. Like, no, look at my man's. Where is he at?
But and this is like an extra play.
Like yo, check, why are you screaming?
Watch Caleb during this play here. Watch Caleb during this play. Because this, he is the dude, man.
Oh, watch it.
Look.
Oh, just that little footwork.
Oh, God. Damn it, that's beautiful.
Evan McCaleb.
He's a merengue.
Alf, he got better footwork than Gregory Hines right there.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, you tap.
Look at Silva.
He learned from Sammy Davis Jr. himself.
Play that through, Brass.
Okay, get it by line.
We're going to call Caleb the Sandman from now on.
That's what Chris Silva was doing.
Bring in the noise, bring in the dunk. That's a Broadway reference. I'm sorry.
No, I got it, too.
Okay.
I got stumped. What? That's a different musical.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We got the better twin.
We for sure do.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think they knew. Let me tell you, he could do this.
No, I was going to say, he is far exceeding expectations. I don't care what the Miami Heat say. Like, what he is doing
I love how you said that as if like they said that he that people are saying that he's not a good.
I spoke to Pat. They were like, "Listen, we're gonna take a shot on this guy." He gave me a quick, quick fade the other day. It was pretty good. I was like, "You ball?" He's like, "Yeah."
Everyone's super impressed with this guy, except for the Toronto Raptors fans who think he's the dirtiest player that ever existed.
My God. That's so weird, man.
He don't even have enough tape to be dirty.
Horny ass motherfuckers,
bro. We're gonna have to do a whole show on Toronto Raptors fans because they are the most emotionally weird, but. They know basketball. They actually
do. Drake's their leader, so it kind of makes sense. All up in their feelings.
No, you're right. You're right.
All up in their feelings.
Their entire vibe is Marvin's room.
You play me?
You know,
like, yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah. He knows that you love so bad. Like, they are so.
Yeah. And I know Drake's songs. I miss Kyle too much.
That's Marvin's room. Isn't that Marvin's
room? I would miss that booty too.
Hey, man, listen, you lose a fat ass, you miss it forever.
For days. You don't get over it, Kenny. You don't.
They are.
Listen, I'm still sick over somebody from 2014.
But no, it's true.
Anyway, go ahead.
Toronto fans got light-skinned vibes, man. They're whiny. They're intelligent and know this shit, but like they're whiny. They cry too damn much.
They said Kyle's the best they ever had.
Yeah. Best I ever had. Yo, that Heat, the Heat Twitter or the Heat social media admin posting that Drake video after they beat the.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was great.
Just chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Petty.
Just I know that one white lady in a pink jacket must have been sick. She'd be under everybody's comments. No, she was under that disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. She was so upset.
She's like, well, actually, the Raptors played the last legitimate season, and they won the championship that year. So you can call them the last legitimate championship that year.
Like, lady, we're not talking about that.
That is a good impression.
We're not talking about
me doing an impression of me. Shout out to It's Tata, who resubscribed for 1 month of Tier 1. They said Duncan wouldn't have seen the floor too much if Jimmy didn't get ejected.
Shit.
And by the way, it's pronounced Theta. What's up, Dream Trap? I'm fucking drunk, guys.
But listen,
what does Duncan
Raptors
have to do
fans,
with Jimmy's minutes?
People are obsessed with Duncan. It's so weird.
Listen,
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
We ain't talking about Duncan. I'm about to just say Raptors fans not as bad as Lakers fans. That's all I know.
No, Lakers fans are dumb.
Because they in spaces crying all day, all night.
Were you in their spaces?
Hey.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's basic. Now,
there was one like a week ago. They've been talking all this shit all year about Russell Westbrook, right? It's like 3 a.m. Russell Westbrook's brother showed up in the space. They kissing a lot of ass. So did you teach Russell how to play best? Like, just bullshit. Like, nah. Say what you been saying all year. Call that man a brick. You can still be tough over the phone at least. God damn. You're like gangs and shit, right?
Not even to Russ, to his brother.
Would you drive your boy to practice?
No. Like, at least ask, damn, like, does he feel different or some shit? Why is he struggling? It was all ass kissing. Like, God damn.
What do you mean he feel different? This is who he's been for the last, 2 years.
Yeah, but at least lie to him and, like, be mean in a slick way. They just full on kissing suck, ass. Man. Like, damn.
Is there a reason he's playing like trash right now? Is he emotionally okay?
They asking about his childhood and shit. Like, nah, say what you've been saying all year. Come on.
I can't wait for that Lakers game.
They got real quiet when Debo came around.
Do we expect LeBron to play? Because I'm still not sure.
Under normal circumstances, I would say no.
But they need every attempt at a win.
They don't. They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice.
If he sits out,
because we don't know if AD is back for that, maybe
he's not going to be back.
But he won't be.
He's going to be back. No.
If he sits out, it's going to be one.
Y'all know what that means? We getting that LeBron Bam matchup.
Because
LeBron is playing center.
First time.
I want that LeBron Yurt matchup. I want Spo to put Yurt on LeBron.
Just school.
That's what I want.
Deadman.
Oh my God! Well, no, we know how that would turn out. I want LeBron to feel disrespected.
and that's where I got
him,
rest. This is what the
He's
Miami
gonna get
Heat
Kyle guy on a switch.
No. We gotta call up Mario Chalmers from the G League. Give him number 6 again. Put him on LeBron. Shut that shit down right there.
Hey, listen, no we can do.
I'm so pissed Bo didn't play him at all. Not for a fucking second.
Man, every time I see Mario in a uniform, I understand why.
Yurt played 7 seconds tonight. He could have done that for real.
Mario looked like the fucking the old timers game. You know.
Although I swear, if one of those games that Rio was on the 10-day, if one of those games were in Miami, Rio would have seen the floor for
he would have, but
30 seconds. Or
I'm
something.
Telling you, every time I see Rio in the uniform, he be looking like, you know, Willie Mays at the end. You
know? Listen, man, I love him. I don't know.
Yeah, he called him Bartolo.
That little way,
and he's on the Sky. Like, he's on the Sky Force now, man. He's in the family.
He got Jordan eyes, and he's like 32. I don't even understand it.
You look like Sam Jackson and Black Snake Moan.
To get in shape. Think
oh, damn. Why you have to go there?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Speaking of Sam Jackson, my bad, Black Moan, you're going to the garage.
My favorite though is that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got a flimmer? Yeah, bring that around here for my 4 o'clock. It ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out the plant 15 goddamn years. I put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
So, by the way, Tyler Hero, in his story today on IG, referred to Deadman as a mechanic. So, the legend continues.
Beautiful.
Listen,
love
what
it.
We're trendsetters. We're influencers.
UD said it's the hardest name in the league, man.
It is.
I can't deny it. So, we got a bunch of Deadman clips here. This is all chronological.
Are you going to do the first two? Because I don't even see them.
Yeah, we'll just play them, man. Let's just... All right.
Fuck it, we'll just go for it.
Check out this. And one. Look at that shit, man. But just look how collected he is. They'll play replay too. See, he waits. He didn't just chuck it up. He just waits, man.
You had to get the engine started.
Yo, Nurkic missed like six of those in a row on one play.
That's a Yurt special.
Get the ball, collect yourself, and then go for the shot. Here's the next one.
Look, he didn't even look phased at some weirdo blazer just jumped over his back.
Check out this charge.
Mm. Oh! Mm. Yikes. Not in this garage.
Mm. Not today, huh? Look at him. I tell these motherfuckers.
He's just lying there. What have I done?
I told you get your brake fluid flush.
Did it change the oil?
Look at this. Here you go, Alf. You love that.
Oh, there's that game. Ah. Oh, that's that game. Devin pick and roll to start the board. Kill him.
Run.
Oh, what's going on? Oh,
and then on their next possession.
Oh, I think y'all don't know how to defend this.
Oh, y'all can't stop this?
Oh, here
we're
going to
run it one more time.
Oh,
one more game.
Devin said, whoa, goddamn, let me do it real quick. Oh, no bounce pass this time. He ain't missing around that goddamn rim.
He's really not.
Again, he's not missing because he didn't shoot it as soon as he got the ball in his hands. He waited a tick.
Like somebody else.
That's some high IQ shit. Fucking, yeah, thank you, Moose. Thank you. And then this is just goddamn beautiful.
This is when we had the game
in the bag.
Yeah, look at this.
Knew it. Watch that.
Oh, this was all Deadman.
That's a
culture play right
Get
there.
Up, run it out.
Just travel by game.
Got
anyway.
That started with your center playing defense in the high. Look at that. He's above the 3-point line guarding up on his man.
And diving on the fucking floor.
Exactly.
Fuck, man. That is so good. I love that.
Moving
man.
His God, feet.
So good. Mr. Deadman.
Hey, you know it hurts to move his feet.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
We got you.
Let's not read the comment.
Alf, what's our segment? What they doing over there?
What are you doing over there?
Hey, listen.
What's going on over there?
Let them do what they do and shit. Let's bring the audience over here. We be having fun and shit. We making fun of myself, Dwayne Dedman, with his old TV with the Price is Right on it in the garage. But that's how you know your car gonna be in mint condition when you leave. His TV still got the fat ass on it.
But legit, why are you talking about why has anyone even mentioned Duncan?
Like, who cares?
Who fucking
cares? Duncan's
3 for 6 from three.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I said this earlier. Who cares?
Hey, listen.
We winning? I don't care.
And Duncan, you know, here's the thing.
And he played well.
He did. He did his job while he was in. Right? Like, that's all you asked for. He did it. Everybody did their job. And honestly, we've seen lately, except for Kyle Guy, holy shit. Y'all told me Kyle Guy made.
Get this guy contract, out of here.
Keep it going.
We can just replace them with anybody.
Across the board. Let's not be negative about anything. Let's not do that.
So to the new audience members who got pushed over here for obvious reasons.
Kyle Guy was easily good enough to give him the shot that he's been given for the rest of the season.
Let's stop saying that. They can find the Kyle. I heard they could find the cow guys in the dumpster anywhere and turn them into Duncans and Struces and Heroes, and we don't need to pay guys. Listen, did y'all see cow guy tonight? Cow guy looked like cow guy. That's how cow guy looked.
And it's fine, though. But I will say this.
I still don't believe that's him. I still don't believe it.
That's Cody. I will say this to the people who changed the channel and came over here for the fun. Welcome. Go ahead and subscribe. We got Moose over here. We got Siobhan Bethel, who's not only over here tonight, but don't be creepy when you see her. Listen, we over here having fun. Fuck the trade talk and all the other negative shit. The Heat winning. We having a great time over here. We drunk as fuck. I'm not going to remember anything I said tonight. Listen, subscribe. We're here after every Heat game.
Jimmy Butler got tossed in the first half, and he was smiling, laughing as he walked off the floor. And we won by 12. And we didn't have Kyle Lowry. Like, this is fucking sunshine out of our asses tonight, people. This is fucking beautiful.
Oh, that game was fun as hell.
Nobody can fuck with us.
This is such a fun team.
So much fun.
Get the fuck out of my face with this trade talk all the goddamn time, man.
If a trade happens, a trade happens. Fucking great. I trust your organization to make the proper trade. But, like, stop being fucking dorks in your fucking trade machines and just let shit plays out like it fucking plays out. We were the one seed fucking 20 minutes ago, you fucks. God, man. It's so tiring.
Doing fucking cap space math and shit. Like, bro.
Everyone's got to be right about shit. Everyone's got to be right. Who fucking cares? I love being wrong. Is the fucking Heat are good? I don't give a shit.
Kenny, you say they got money invested in Texas Instruments over there. I just tapping on calculators.
Carrying ones and moving decimals and shit. We watching dunks getting drunk and shit. We having the time of our lives. Y'all talking about some fucking, but this cap hit and all this other. Like, we don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit. Listen. We should trade you. Go be a fucking Raptors fan and cry in other people's mentions all day. Because over here in Heat Nation on Hangover Time, we having fun. Motherfuckers getting dunked on and shit. We got an old man playing backup center. He just shot Nino Brown. That shit is on film. And he's still coming out whipping ass. Listen. What'd you say,
New Jack City?
Listen, this is what you get over here at Hangover Time. Not all that bullshit about trades and doing math and shit. We over here, we in the back of the class, like, talking to girls, throwing paper and shit. They up front asking questions and
fucking... With their hand raised.
Raising their hand, did you collect the homework? Fuck
that
shit.
You haven't collected the homework yet.
Fuck that shit. We in PE every period.